This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, January 7th, 2014. We're the first week into January. Basically, about 2 weeks since the start of winter, and it is cold out there. We're going to be talking about that for a good part of the show today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Quick reminder, Craig is in our control room. He's ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And Republic Broadcasting is having their start of the year fundraiser. We are that desperate for your support so we can stand up to the corporate media. It's amazing how much money they've got. MSNBC's Meet the Press is like way down the, we have more audience than MSNBC does, but for some reason they seem to have all the money because they're out there, putting out what the government and the corporations want you to think, and we're putting out what you need to know here. So just a reminder, you can go over to the Republic Broadcasting website. You can hit that little donate button up at the top, take you to a page with a PayPal link or a postal address in Round Rock, Texas, where you can send something in anonymously. You can also call 800-724-2719. I'll repeat that at the end of this blurb, so grab a pencil here. If you donate $100 or more, you will receive an RBN t-shirt, an RBN coffee mug, or if you want, you can get this 25-ounce copper Republic of Texas round. Copper is becoming an investment metal, and the coin itself is really quite beautiful and impressive to look at. So you have your choice of which of those premiums you want to have. And again, now that you have your pencils in your hand, the number is 800-724-2719. So please pitch in and help us out, because without you, you could tune into this show in another couple of weeks and hear nothing but polka music going on. So we're getting back to the reality that the U.S. is still being battered by record cold temperatures. It's now gotten into the deep south. States that normally don't deal with heavy winters are having to deal with the heavy winter. It is so cold out there. Miley Cyrus put her clothes back on and she's twerking the hot water heater. It's so cold over in New York, the flashers are just showing photographs of themselves. And it's just amazingly serious out there. 4,000 flights have been canceled today. 3,500 are delayed, trying to sort through that mess. All these closed airports or airports where the runways have iced over. Because the ground is so cold, even when it's warm enough to rain, the water freezes when it hits the ground, and it's just glare ice. There's all kinds of traffic problems all over the country here. It is now actually colder in the Midwest of the United States of America than it is in Siberia or Alaska. That is just how insanely cold it is. We're seeing headlines in places like Voice of America saying it's a record cold. We're dealing with cold weather we have not seen in at least 20 years, and in some parts of the country, they're setting all-time records. And it doesn't look to be letting up anytime soon here. They're still talking about the polar vortex, bringing record low temperatures, dangerous conditions in the deep south, up in the northeast. It is bad out there. There are three Amtrak trains with a grand total of 500 passengers on these three trains. They're in northern Illinois, and they're stuck because of snow on the tracks. They're having to go in and get those people out there. It is so cold that down in Kentucky, there was a prisoner who had escaped from prison. And it got cold. He turned himself back in to keep from freezing. Up at the Chicago Zoo, they're not even allowing their polar bears out of the house into the cage where people can see them. It's too cold for them. Also up in Chicago, somebody did an interesting experiment. There was a YouTube video of it. You know what? You get little soap bubbles, little toy, kid for toy, and you blow the little bubbles and they pop. These people were blowing the bubbles, and by the time they reached the ground, they were frozen solid and would just start rolling along. That's how cold it is right there. Meanwhile, of course, over at the Environmental Protection Agency, they still have their little brainwashing for the little kiddies, talking about scorching summers and the glaciers are melting and the signs of global climate change are all around us. And the first sentence in there is, the Earth's climate is getting warmer. The signs are everywhere. Rain patterns are changing. Sea level is rising and snow and ice are melting sooner in the spring. That certainly hasn't happened. The spring melt was later. Last year. It's going to be later again this year. They're still trying to propagandize the children with this nonsense. I don't know if it's just they're not updating their website due to budget cuts, or there is this sincere desire to prove that no matter how cold it gets, that the government and the corporate media can still convince you that the world is getting warmer. And we are already seeing all of these propaganda articles all over the place here. In fact, this one was up at the Washington Post. Can global warming be real if it's cold in the U.S.? Of course it can! And this writer goes in there and say, just because it's cold in the U.S., you know, doesn't disprove global warming. I mean, you know, you don't get rid of a fever by sticking your hand in ice water. Actually, it does help. And the spin of this article is, it's only cold here in the United States, and really it's anomaly, it's the polar vortex, and we shouldn't look at that. And, of course, it's a complete fraud here. Because the cold is happening everywhere on the planet. You have the Arctic ice increased by 50% over last year. The Antarctic ice increased 26% over last year. That's why all those ships got stuck. You had snow falling on the pyramids for the first time in 100 years. All of the European ski resorts were able to open as much as a month early. It's not just happening here in the United States of America. And they're trying to say, well, you know, we never said that the snow and ice would go away. Yeah, they did. March 20th, 2000, banner headline, UK Independent, snowfalls are now a thing of the past, and they were lamenting about how future generations would have to describe to children what white winters looked like, because they would never know from their own personal experience. They were certainly wrong on that one. Claims that Greenland was going to lose all of its ice. Al Gore was saying the Arctic would be ice-free by 2013. None of those things happened. None of the dire prognostications of the global warming cult came to pass. And because these people cannot admit they were wrong, They're trying to come up with some way they can say, yes, the world is getting warmer, even though it looks like it's freezing over, really. Repeat after me. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Freezing is warming. That's the new one. And they're just trying to find some way to bamboozle you into forgetting that you are seeing all this snow and ice around you. Because as soon as we get into the spring thaw, Obama's going to hit you with a carbon tax because he's desperate for more of your money any way he can get it. And Obamacare has fizzled in terms of the expected tax revenues it was going to bring in to the government's coffers. And behind that, of course, you have all of these agencies, all of these scientists, all these governments, the United Nations itself, all hopped onto this global warming bandwagon. And their reputations are now at stake. And they don't want to admit that they were wrong. And certainly for the United States government, who right now, their credibility is the most fragile and delicate it's been in the entire nation's history. If the American people, when I say if, when the American people look up and realize how completely, incredibly wrong this government was about human-caused global warming, They're going to start saying, maybe they were wrong about 9/11. Maybe they were wrong about the special relationship with Israel. Maybe they were wrong about what's legal and what isn't legal. And so everybody's credibility was bet on this human-caused global warming, and Mother Nature just isn't going along with it because carbon dioxide does not control climate on Earth. Climate on Earth is controlled by that big, glowing, bright ball of fusing hydrogen up in the sky. And at the moment, it's kind of on a getting its second wind. And I admire the tenacity of those who are still pushing this global warming nonsense, but that's about all you can admire about them. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, Indiana Radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies? Listen to Mike Sincero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero, Indiana Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this intense record cold that is settling all over the planet. The current carbon Nazi spin is, oh, this is only happening in the United States, and therefore it's an anomaly. Pay no attention to it. No, it isn't. Arctic ice is up. Antarctic ice is up. Snow on the pyramids. Ski season starts early in Europe. It is all over the place. It's happening everywhere. We're going into a new little ice age. And the carbon Nazis are still trying to prop up their carbon trading scam. And by the way, it's not doing very good. Somebody just sent me some articles from earlier last year where this whole carbon trading thing is beginning to fizzle. It got bubbled up. Now it looks like that bubble's going to collapse. And all the institutions, NOAA, NASA, Penn State, Hadley CRU, IPCC, all these scientists like Michael Mann who basically bet their reputations on this and thought they were going to get rich off of it. Now they're trying to prop up their reputation by saying, oh, no, we were right all the time. You know, global warming brings snow and ice, which, you know, take a pan of water, put it on the stove on low heat. When it freezes over, get back to me. And some of the claims being made in these desperate attempts to try and rationalize the continuing claim of human-caused global warming with the very obvious evidence before our eyes are flat out unscientifically sound. Or scientifically unsound. Rivero speaks, take two. So anybody who's got a decent education in physics is going to understand they're making claims that are simply impossible. One that we heard late last year was the world is getting warmer, but the heat is hiding in the deep ocean. Ever hear of something called convection? Warm water will rise. It won't stay down in the bottom of the ocean. There's no mechanism to trap it there. Warm water expands and rises the same way that warm air expands and rises. That's why the surface of the ocean is warm and the deep ocean is very, very, very cold. The only warm water that's down there at the bottom of the ocean is around all those thermal vents and active volcanoes. Nobody even knows how many of those there are. So any calculation saying the earth is or the oceans are getting thus and such warmer and it's all human contribution, they're completely pulled out of thin air because they can't subtract the thermal contribution from the deep sea thermal vents and active volcanoes. And they're always discovering new ones here. But there are some people in the corporate media who've really had enough of this nonsense and they're daring to break with the orthodoxy. They're going to be climate heretics, or snow trolls, as MSNBC calls them. And there's a story over here coming out of 21st Century Wire called Gore's Odyssey, and another record-breaking freeze, and still the cult followers cling to their climate mythology. And the article's going on and on about how whatever happens, oh, it's blamed on global warming, so we've got to support that prime assumption all the time. And they just wave around, you know, drowning polar bears and everything. I have a list on my website. I should post it in the next commercial break about all the things that have been blamed on global warming, like acne, increased prostitution. I mean, just anything that seems to be a problem. Oh, it's directly linked to global warming. Now, real scientists and scientific method are going to tell you that if you have a theory with which you make predictions about the real world, and the real world does not match those predictions, you have to go back and say, okay, the theory is flawed. Let's start over. That's real science. What we have here is this agenda, human-caused global warming, and they made a bunch of predictions about it. Snowfalls will be a thing of the past. Greenland's going to lose all of its ice, which didn't happen. But they're not going to go back and challenge that revealed dogma of human-caused global warming. They're just out there basically creating epicycles about why the real world doesn't match the theory, but we should go on believing the theory. But some of the corporate media are having the courage to basically stand up and say, really, this has gone far enough here. Anyway, even as the nation enters a deep freeze, Congress is making sure that poor Americans are going to stay cold because of budget cuts and sequestration. The low-income home energy assistance program has been cut by $155 million going into a winter where they really need it. We're going to have the disadvantaged in this country freezing in their homes. And, of course, something nobody's talking about is what's happening to the homeless people all over the Midwest and the Northeast and now to the Deep South. What's happening to them? There aren't enough shelters to keep all of them warm. These people, they're out there freezing to death is what's going on. And nobody's going to say a word about it in the corporate media, because it makes the United States look like a failed nation, which it is. As we mentioned yesterday, Al Gore has closed all of the Alliance for Climate Protection field offices. He's let go 90% of his staff. because his predictions have come to naught, and he's cutting his losses. He wanted to be the world's first carbon billionaire. Not going to happen. He shouldn't be too unhappy. He's worth somewhere over $100 million. I'd be very happy with that. But once you're a money junkie, that's it. All right, now, enough about global warming. I think as we get into February, it is going to get really, really harsh out there. And the carbon Nazis are going to just be making, you know, whatever's going on. The world is getting warmer. There are space aliens with space conditioners, and they're freezing the planet. It's an attack, whatever they're going to come up with here. Now, then, I want to talk about Iraq, because that is really starting to heat up. Congressman Adam Kinzinger is criticizing Obama for pulling all the U.S. troops out of Iraq and saying that it is time to send the United States Air Force back into Iraq to deal with those al-Qaeda militants. It's not al-Qaeda and it's not militants. What's happening in Iraq right now is the exact same thing that happened in Iran in 1979. Same thing that happened in Cuba, Philippines, everywhere the United States has gone in, conquered a country, and installed a puppet regime. Sooner or later, the people of that country reach the breaking point. And they kick the puppet government out. And what it looks like to me, because of the scale of this uprising across the country, it's Fallujah and several other cities now. The Iraqi people, not al-Qaeda, not militants, the people of Iraq have had it with the U.S. occupation. They've had it with the U.S. puppet regime bleeding the nation dry to serve U.S. and European corporate interests, and they're going to kick the scoundrels out, just like the Iranians did in 1979. Now, the U.S. and Iraq puppet government cannot admit this is a popular revolt, which is why we're hearing, oh, it's militant and al-Qaeda. And meanwhile, it looks like the United States is going to go back in. And I understand why Obama and Kerry are saying no troops, because especially going into an election year, it's going to be real hard sell to convince the American people to reinvade Iraq. Weren't we just there? Didn't we settle it down? The U.S. is speeding up drone deliveries to help Iraq battle what they're calling the resurgence of al-Qaeda. No, this is the Iraqi people. They've had it with the puppet government. They want the puppet government gone. And I know Obama and Kerry are saying no troops. Doesn't mean they're not there covertly. They may send in advisors, but they're literally in a situation of having to put down a popular rebellion in one of the conquered provinces. Scan Eagle drones are being sent in, Hellfire missiles. 100 more Hellfire missiles. Now, those missiles do not target militants or al-Qaeda. They blow up a large crowd of people, striking from the air. It's a terror strike. Meanwhile, Maliki is warning the Fallujans, you've got to kick out al-Qaeda or else. And I'm sure the Fallujans are looking around and saying, there's no al-Qaeda here. It's just us, the people of Iraq, and we're ticked off. We want you out. We want to kick Maliki out. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I was trading some comments with Craig in our control room where he's saying, well, we don't need to be in Fallujah. We don't need to be in Iraq. Well, you and I don't. But if the people of Iraq rise up and throw out the U.S. puppet government, the very first thing that's going to happen is Iraq's oil will be for sale on the world market for whatever currency the people purchasing that oil want to use. Yuan, ruble, what have you. And the petrodollar deal will be kneecapped. And it is the imperative to keep Iraq's oil for sale only for the U.S. dollar, to prop up this Ponzi scheme economy, is why the U.S. is going to go back into Iraq and put down this popular uprising against another U.S. puppet regime. Alrighty, let's see. Over in Syria, the first batch of the chemical weapons have now left Syria.
The chemical weapons have left the building.
And so the Russian brokered deal regarding those chemical weapons is proceeding on time and according to plan. Now, my concern is, because the United States has not given up on the idea of finding some way to invade Syria, that some of these weapons that were being smuggled in from Turkey to Syria may include more chemical weapons to stage more false flag attacks to blame Assad, so that Obama and Kerry can say, well, obviously Assad did not declare all of his chemical weapons because he used these, and we'll be off again. You would have thought from the backlash from last August, where the lie that Assad had gassed his own supporters right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors, who have now backed off. They've rescinded their claim they found evidence of sarin at the site. They say, oh, we were wrong. Sorry about that. Made you look. But I guess the motto of the United States government continues to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Now, everybody's getting ready for this huge conference on how to solve the Syrian crisis. Egypt and Algeria have already issued statements saying that negotiation and politics is the only way to solve the crisis in Syria. Of course, the U.S. attitude is, you know, bombing the crud out of them until they see things our way has always worked pretty well. Now, rather interestingly, when Ban Ki-moon sent out invitations to other countries to take part in this Syrian conference, he invited 30 countries, but did not include Iran, who is, of course, Syria's largest regional political supporter. So very clearly they're trying to already sort of game the membership, the attendance, to basically gang up on Syria, to gang up on Assad and say, really, you've got to go. We've got 30 countries and they all say that you've got to go here. And the countries that might say leave Syria alone are just not being invited. Even more alarming, there's a story over at Global Research up in Canada saying that the continued violence may be seized on as an excuse for intervention. We must stop the bloodshed by invading the place. And we know that the U.S. agenda is to get Assad out and put in a U.S.-friendly government. And, of course, the more fanatical of the hired mercenaries, they see themselves as the new incoming government. And the U.S. doesn't want that because they would be even more virulently anti-American and anti-Israel than Assad is. So they're going to try and do a double shuffle and put in a U.S.-friendly puppet regime. And that means those fanatical elements are going to go right on fighting. This is already a failed project. But we have a government that can never admit error and say, all right, maybe we ought to back up and rethink this. Of course we're right about global warming, and of course we're right about the economy, and of course we're right about radiation being good for you, and of course we're right about Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Right now this government is just trying as hard as they can to maintain that illusion of government infallibility. That's why they're still pushing so hard on this global warming stuff. Because the instant the American people look up and realize, boy, this government is just full of goofballs and morons, they're going to start looking at everything this government ever said and say, you know, they may have been wrong about this other stuff as well. They may have been wrong about the oil and Corexit being harmless in the Gulf and that it's okay to eat the seafood down there. And they may have been wrong about radiation being good for us and the rest of it. Never before in this nation's history has the credibility and legitimacy of the federal government been this fragile and delicate. One good dink, it's going to shatter. And, of course, another big blow against the government's credibility continues to be Obamacare, which is an unmitigated disaster, whether you're looking at it from the point of view of its stated objectives of making sure all Americans have health insurance and all Americans have affordable medical care, which definitely is not happening, or if you look at it from the real agenda of getting more money from the American people into the pockets of the health insurance companies, who would then turn over part of that, a piece of the action, as taxes to the federal government. That is not working either, and they're talking about needing to bail these health insurance companies out. And still, nobody inside the government will stand up and say, this thing isn't working. This is a failure. It's time to call it off. Because the government is never wrong, no matter how wrong they are. And if you doubt that the government is always perfect, then you are on that list of potential terrorist suspects and so forth. Meanwhile, Senator Ron Johnson is suing the Obama administration to overturn Congress Obamacare exemption. One of the reasons Congress is exempt is because Congress gets their health insurance paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. Remember the whole thing about Obamacare is the rich were going to pay for the medical care for the poor? And here we have the poor. Ordinary American taxpayers are paying for the health insurance of these incredibly wealthy members of Congress. Now, as we head into the midterm elections in November, and everybody's already campaigning, the White House is attempting to shift the focus. They're looking for an issue that they can rally the Democratic base with, and they've settled on income inequality. And they're out there trying to basically extend the unemployment benefits, which is a good idea. Let's not kid ourselves. But he's doing it for political reasons, not out of a sense of humanity or compassion. Nobody at that level of government has any compassion, or they wouldn't behave the way that they do. But they want to make income inequality the new issue going into the midterm elections, because Obamacare, which was going to be their flagship political achievement, is self-destructing before our very eyes. And my comment to that is, all right, income inequality is a major problem in this country. But before you start making campaign promises about solving the problem, show us what you have done to date to deal with this issue. What have you done up to now on which we could possibly rely to take your word about any promises you're going to make in the future? Because remember, Obama told us all kinds of lies. In 2008 and 2012, he just, whatever he thought you wanted to hear, he would tell you, and none of it came true. Ending the war. So it's time to start voting or not voting for people, not based on what they're saying and how good they look in their very expensive clothes, Ms. Palin, and say, what have you done up to this point? What is your track record? And so that's what I'm hurling the defy at the Democrats. You want to make income inequality the issue for the 2014 election? What's your track record? What have you done to deal with that up to this point? All right, we're going to take a quick phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Alex, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, thank you for taking my call. I believe it, that the health insurance industry may need a bailout by the government, but it is pathetic if they do, because they have robbed us through the century.
There is already a provision in the Affordable Care Act to provide for health insurance company bailouts if they get into financial trouble. Because you need to understand, these insurance companies, when you send in your premiums, and after they're done paying out claims, which with the new high deductibles, they're not going to have to do all that much, they don't just keep that money in the bank. They'll keep enough to meet what they think are reasonably expected numbers of claims. The rest, they'll put into the stock market.
Yeah.
And if the stock market goes down, they'll get in trouble and they'll say, we need a bailout. We saw exactly the same thing following car insurance being made mandatory. And these auto insurance companies got very rich. They invested in the stock market. And when the stock market went down, what did they do? Raise everybody's insurance rates again.
Yeah. What I see, I'm an agent and I started working on the federally funded enrollment. But what I
okay,
see is
Alex,
that the poor
Alex,
people...
Alex, I got to stop you for a second. Don't hang up the phone. I'm going to come right back to you after these commercials.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Alex in Florida, and you were telling us how you were an agent, and then the story went to...
Well, basically what's happening is the citizens that qualify for a subsidy, the low-income individual that qualifies for a subsidy, the government's paying their premium every month, and that goes right to the insurance company. And that covers preventative things, such as going to visit the doctor or getting your blood tested once a year, something like that. But if you need something, if you get admitted into the hospital, then you are required to pay your deductible, which is usually around $6,000 before they do anything. And then the middle class or the lower middle class can't afford the plan. So it's kind of one of those things where the insurance company's getting money from the government for the subsidies, but they're really not providing the best health care that's available. And it kind of reminds me of the banking system, kind of how our banks have failed, and yet they've had access to basically print money for free. How can you fail? And it's like with the insurance company. How can you fail if you've been taking the taxpayers' money for all these years and years and years, whether it's with Medicare Advantage or now with the Affordable Care Act? It's like, it's pathetic that it's like a biggest drug addict in the world just can't get enough drugs in him.
Well, that's because our nation is enslaved to this private central bank that issues all of the currency in circulation as a loan at interest. And by design, this system creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And over time, the debt grows and grows and grows and grows until it is absorbing virtually the entire gross domestic product of the entire nation. And government inevitably, to keep itself in power, to perpetuate itself, goes along with the scam. And a lot of these government programs sound like a really good deal on the corporate media. And when you look at the actual numbers, they're not. If you were to total up your actual Social Security contributions from all your paychecks, you would find that what you actually get back from the government is just a tiny, tiny portion of that. Plus, there are all those people who pass away before they reach retirement age where the government just keeps the money. It's just another way of scamming money out of the public, and Obamacare is another one. And as soon as we get into that spring thaw, I'm predicting Obama will come back with a carbon tax on us all.
That's right. Hey, Michael, you always mention that we should be thinking about the system that's going to replace this system, as far as like the monetary system is concerned. When you're talking about the monetary system, one thing that I was thinking is it should be illegal in our new system to do contracts with the government. The government should be nonprofit, and there should be no corporations or individuals profiting off the government.
I'm not sure how practical that is. It sounds good. I'm not sure how practical it is. The problem is one of oversight. These contracts go to cronies. I mean, a good example, of course, being the development of the healthcare.gov website that went out in a no-bid contract to one of Michelle's college buddies, a company that already had a blemished record of creating systems that don't work. Apparently, they were responsible for building Canada's long gun registry computer system that was so botched up they wound up just having to scrap the whole thing. That's where the problem is in. Government is going to have to contract with people to acquire what the government needs, but we need to basically say it's open bidding, and there's got to be some quality control and inspection and making sure that we're getting value for money. That was Harry Truman's big thing when he was going after the war profiteers during World War II, where these people were getting all this money and providing nothing. We have another scandal like that today. Apparently, the U.S. government has allowed Internet cable companies to collect something like $200 billion in fees from the American public to build a faster Internet, which was never built. It's just another way to get money away from you.
Yeah, it's pathetic. Well, let me just make a little modification to that. Things like oil and health care that we have to have, energy, there shouldn't be companies like BP being allowed to drill out in our Gulf and ruin it and freaking gouge us when it comes to putting gas in our cars.
Well,
thank you, Michael.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And again, we have to remember that there's a certain amount of practicality. Until this nation has the political will to put aside petroleum-based products, we're going to have to get that petroleum. And what was missing, again, was the oversight. All of these technologies can be handled safely. The problem is you have money junkies saying, oh, it's going to cost too much. I'm expecting a big Christmas bonus. I want to buy myself an even more powerful Bugatti or something to drive around town, or I need a $200,000 wristwatch on my wrist to show how butch I am. And again, with the Deepwater Horizon disaster, the existing manual blowout preventer was 4 years overdue for maintenance. The Minerals Management Service did nothing about it. The United States is the only industrialized oil-producing nation that does not require automatic acoustic blowout preventers, which would have prevented that disaster. It always comes down to the money power. When this nation was still operating correctly, There were laws that prevented monopolies from being formed to keep up competition, to keep the quality of service and products high and the prices down. And the government really did go out there and say, all right, we cannot have dangerous products and processes out there in the public. That's our job to do. But over time, our federal government has become completely corrupted from top to bottom. And that's why we're, for all intents and purposes, by any reasonable definition of the word, we're in a fascist economic dictatorship. Now, speaking of dictatorship here, another comment, Obama is back on his gun-grabbing agenda. And the result, of course, is that gun sales are going through the roof up in Illinois with the federal court striking down Chicago's ban on gun sales. Applications for concealed carry permits outnumber, outpace, outclass enrollment in Obamacare. This is what people want. Every time Obama talks about how bad guns are, gun sales will go up. Now, we're seeing a very alarming trend coming out, not only from members of Congress like Peter King, but even in the corporate media, talking about getting rid of Congress, bypassing this obstructionist Congress here. And apparently over at MSNBC, Michael Eric Dyson is literally calling on Obama to rule by executive order. In other words, to rule by decree. Now, you go back and you read your Constitution, there is no such thing in there as an executive order. The executive order was a piece of paper the president would write to carry out the will of Congress. It is not meant to be the letter of the law or to redefine the law or to impose new law. It's a completely unconstitutional application of authority. And the president is acting outside his constitutional limits every time he signs an executive order that has to do with anything not approved by Congress. But we have this MSNBC pundit, Michael Eric Dyson, is out there saying, this is how Obama ought to run the country. We don't need that Constitution. We don't need that Supreme Court. Obama just does that stroke of the pen law, the land thing, and everything will be just fine. Now, not surprisingly, NBC and MSNBC's ratings continue their decline. Meet the Press hit historic lows in the final quarter of 2013. People are tuning them out. They're coming on over here to Republic Broadcasting, whatreallyhappened.com, to find out what's going on. And, of course, NBC probably hoisted on their own petard because apparently Senators McCain, Graham, and Joe Lieberman were guest hosts throughout this whole period. And people are sick and tired of hearing all these Israel firsters arguing for war. This is a war-weary nation. And anybody standing up there calling for more wars is not going to get the ears of the American people. Meanwhile, speaking of wars and Obama saying guns are bad for all you American people, we know the Department of Homeland Security has been buying up all these hollow point man-killing ammunition and just stockpiling it, billions and billions of rounds. Now, this ammunition is designed to kill people. It's not target ammunition. It's not hunting ammunition. Now they're buying handguns, 65,000 handguns. They're arming themselves to make war on you. We'll be right back after Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials.